Alicia Keys in common with Black Coffee. It's 959. It's Car Driver on the streets, on the air, we everywhere. Before that, H2O, It Is Wonderful. And do you remember a speech by Martin Luther King, the I Have a Dream speech?
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm. So I personally didn't have a dream, but somebody else did.
Explain.
So somebody dreamt about me yesterday, and they were so concerned about the contents of the dream that they called me.
Mm.
And they're like, hey, I'm just checking in on you, making sure you're okay, and just be careful out there. It's a Wild Wild West.
Wow.
And I was like, it's cool. Can't be the Wild Wild West, but I got a bulletproof vest.
I'm joking.
No, I was just like, oh, thanks. And I paid no attention to it.
Yeah.
But I know lots of people who have made life decisions based on dreams.
I am people.
Really?
I am people. Yeah, I take my dreams very seriously.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just that person. Like, sometimes, you know, you get a person who calls you and they're like, and this is what was happening.
Uh-huh.
I'm very interested to find out what it may mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go and I'll research biblical meanings, traditional meanings.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'll read everything.
Yeah.
And kind of come up with a conclusion myself.
Yeah.
And I'll call my mom. Then I'll phone Mamkulu.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of get a sense of... Like, last night, I dreamt Nicki Minaj gave me $400.
Okay.
How, Nicki?
It was a strange dream, man. I don't know what Nicki Minaj ngimthatha api, but we had, like, a very lovely conversation.
Yeah.
But I still haven't figured out... Well, I haven't researched...
What it could mean, possibly.
You know, but... Yeah, I'm very big on dreams.
Have you made a decision based on a dream that someone had about you, not even your own?
Oh, yeah, I have. I've made decisions about people based on dreams. So, if Udlom was busy constantly appearing in my dreams as like a dark, weird force, and then something is like, then I kind of tend to shy away from that person and I distance myself because I'm like, there's no way that something like this would keep reoccurring if it's not meant to tell me something. So.
But then what if you just conjuring up in your head that I'm a dark force?
No, but if he has Zizela, you know, if I've got like negative thoughts about Juliet or Angie, and then I start dreaming it, because of psychology, I know how to be like, okay, that's just my subconscious working overtime because I had an argument with Angie.
Yeah.
But it was just a random thing. We're sitting here and we're laughing all the time and we are just good people. But every time you appear in my dreams...
It's dark.
It's dark. It's just weird to me. It's like, maybe there's something I'm not paying attention to, and until I can figure it out, let me keep my distance. Mm.
So do you believe people when they come to you and they tell you about these dreams?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, because, I mean, do you know what Ukuboniswa is?
Yes.
If somebody came out to you and they said, what would you say?
I'm just
going to
be like, something, you know. Those
they
are
can't you alone.
And then what if they do? Then would you leave the person you're with?
I don't know. I hope that doesn't happen. Because I'd be so scared. Like... Why
don't
you
funny.
Ask me something like that?
No, because I want to ascertain how seriously you take
deep
these
it
dreams.
Because
Mina, I'm just buying.
I mean, I'm just buying.
At all.
Mm.
Mina, I'm too scientific. I've got a scientific mind. So to me, if scientifically it does not make sense, I can't entertain it. I completely dismiss it, especially when it's coming from somebody else.
Mm. Juliet Joseph, I feel like you're in between.
Absolutely, 100%. Because I don't remember my dreams. So I don't remember them. But the ones I remember worry me. Then I'll why am I remembering this dream specifically? But only later on I'll realize why. It's like it becomes a deja vu. I don't know.
You must go to bed with a notebook.
And write them down. Wake up
and
write
like
them
write down like certain notes about your dream and
also,
then
also because I don't care for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So give us a shout and let us know. How seriously do you take your dreams? Are you like Umbali? Umbali lives and dies by the dreams. If tonight she dreams of YFM, she's out of here tomorrow. So give us a shout, 086-000-959. Kiss Daniel and Techno. Buka is a track that is Car Drive. We're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere. How seriously do you take your dreams? Do you ever make decisions in your life based on dreams that you've had or other people have had?
No, I mean, I definitely believe in my dreams. Yeah, boniswa, and 90% of the things that I dream about happen as is. Sometimes I dream about other people. Sometimes it's not nice dreams. I've dreamt that a friend's significant other was cheating on her. Obviously, I didn't tell her. But I do dream about other good things. Like in the job that I'm in now, I went for an interview, let's say on a Monday during the day. That the following Tuesday in the morning in the AMs, because that's when the dreams come, I dreamed that they'd given me an offer letter. I still had to wait a whole month to get the offer letter, but it was exactly as it was in the dream. So I definitely do dream about stuff. I've dreamt that an ex was cheating and he was. Yes, like, yeah. So definitely, I definitely believe in my dreams. Doesn't mean I still don't have normal dreams. I still have normal dreams, but 90% of my dreams are as is.
So then how do you tell between the normal dreams and the ones you should be paying attention to, right? And I guess maybe it's easier if it's your own dreams. But if somebody else comes and they tell you about a dream that they've had, how much weight do you know it's okay I should place on this thing or not at all?
Sanbonani, I mean, I don't double lay my poopo and it's at the serious so good see my poopy in the tillizo and zega. However, if Nleling poop my number, I'm a vuang up at the pants in a guess so me some aloto. I lapoges na manager's born, woody, I puma in the mammillion.
Yebu.
Hi, Sizwe and the team. Yeah, I'm a poopo. I had a colleague that I had not seen like maybe for almost a year. Then this other time, I'm poopa. And Exen Mangvu, I could feel good corner something. Like I had that feeling eti angim phone. So ngam phone langati, hi, unjani, how have you been? All right. Ngase ngati how ngik poope. She was shocked. The previous weekend, I'm phone on Monday, on Saturday, began to have and began to tell you. So, I'm a pupo, I'm a kulum.
And definitely, like, there are people that are obviously gifted and their dreams mean a lot. But there are others where it's just a dream. And I think until you've experienced something like that yourself, you may be a non-believer. So on which side do you reside? Give us a shout, 086-000-0959. How seriously do you take dreams, specifically ones that other people have about you?
I mean, when it comes to dreams, I think I hold the same sentiments as Mbali. Sometimes you just get an ordinary dream and you wake up with like, maybe Petra in Young. But then if you keep getting the same dream or a dream about the same person over and over again, then it gets creepy and it raises questions. Then you start thinking, why all of a sudden, what is happening?
It's maybe Petra in Young. That is funny. Even how I described it, like ordinary dreams. We just ordinary people.
Sizwe is just like my grandmother. Whatever you are selling, she's not buying it. But me, on the other hand, I believe in dreams so much. Go with my dreams, and I dream of other people as well. And my dreams are always about 90% accurate.
Yeah, number and lie. Angispileso skelim. Kodwa ke, I'm not saying it's all false. Because if I dreamt about lotto numbers, I'd try them.
Of course.
I'd try them. Yeah, I mean, you know what have I got to lose?
Yeah.
You see? But yeah, I don't generally believe in dreams. But I suppose it also depends who the person is. Context is important.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's coming from somebody who's tried and tested, then okay, I understand.
Yeah.
But if like Vusi Sembewa told you had a dream, like bro, come on.
That's the one you should believe, Gase.
That is funny. Because
yeah.
He's a dreamer.
I don't know.
Speaking of Balele, Kabelo, Mr. Booger Two Shoes, as long as I pay for Mula, we're having a conversation about dreams. How seriously do you take them? So Julia Joseph, I came across an article. South Africa is one of the top 5 countries where people are dreaming about divorce.
Wow, I'm thinking getting divorced or just dreaming about divorce.
So how they manage this and how they compile the study is they look at the Google searches, right, on each country. Mm. And one of our most searched phrases is divorce dream.
What?
Yeah.
It's probably separating people. I'm dreaming of how to separate those two.
Yeah, so okay. I'm asking you, how seriously do you take your dreams? Mimi in Arizona.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mamie, how's it going? It's been a while.
I know, but I'm always listening.
Yes, ma'am. We appreciate that.
Of course. So I called because literally my current friend, my best friend, I've been searching for a best friend for years, guys. Mm-hmm. So last year, she was going through marital issues, and I had this dream about her, and it was like she was in this opulent space, like she had everything she could ever want, and she's surrounded by so many people around her, but she was so alone, and it was just so sad, and she just looked so depressed. And so, like, this is a lady I know from church,
mm-hmm.
and we see each other, we just, you know, hi, how you doing, that's it. And then I text her, like, I'm wondering what that's about, what's in Dabazaki, because she knows, everybody knows she's going through something. But at the same time, literally, when I wake up from a dream about someone, all I want to do is text them, call them, just reach out to them.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I just let her know, like, you know, sis, this is a dream I had. And she starts crying because that's literally what she's going through. It, she has all that she needs and wants, and she has people around her, but generally, like, nobody is really, really there for her. So that's how we started talking, and I started showing up for her. And I, too, like, not just with her, but, like, a lot of my dreams, my dilemma is trying to figure out, is it just a dream, or is it something that's related to a show I was watching, or is it, like one of those, like, it's about to happen, it's going to happen, or it already has happened. So I need to come back.
Okay, no, we hear you. We hear you. Thank you very much for the call, Shab. Charles and Foyes.
Hi, Caesar and the team.
Yes, sir.
Look, this is, for me, this is a very sad story because I actually lost my love after 5 years, my fiance.
Hey.
It's like in 2008, 2009, in 2010, I had the same dream over and over again where I was dreaming my, me and her, we were at her house. It's something that looked like a wedding because I stood at the gate at her house and then I looked left, I looked right. There were cars on both sides of the road. You know how the wedding caucus happened. So there were just a lot of cars and everyone in a car, out of the car, it was all our peers. Her peers, my peers. We went to the same high school. And then I had the same dream again in 2009. Then I told her, you know that dream? She's like, oh, that one, blah, 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 like this. And then she's like, maybe we should quickly get married and then just invite all the guys that you know that I know. I'm like, yeah, maybe we should do that. 2010, that dream now became a reality. In 2010, well, out of a very sad incident, long story short, she passed on.
Yes.
And then during the burial, we went to the cemetery. We came back. When we got to her house, I went to the kitchen. I couldn't see. There were just too many ladies in the kitchen and all the people there. I went back to the gate. When I stood there by the gate, I looked left. I looked right. Deja vu.
So
it was exactly like I saw it in the dream. There were cars left, right, both sides of the road. All my kids were there, former schoolmates, everyone. I looked back. I mean, I walked 3 steps backwards. I looked to my right into the tent. The tables were set up exactly the same. As I'm becoming weak, one of her friends tapped me from the back, and then I woke up from the dream. So that's how serious dreams are. They will literally probably show you the future. But for me, it's rather useless because I can see I'm seeing something, but I don't know how to protect it, how to defend it. I don't know when is it going to happen. I don't know where is it happening. You see what I'm saying?
So tell me something. Was it the first time you've experienced a dream like that that came to fruition? Or
are you in the particular dream or did I have other dreams?
No, I'm just saying, have you ever experienced anything like that again or before?
Even after, I still have other dreams. But this particular one, I had it in 2008. But
okay.
For me and her, we thought it was the wedding, our wedding, where we invited everyone. That's why we were seeing everyone. But I had the same dream, exactly the same, in 2009. Where I actually called, I was in Joburg, she was in Port. I'm like, listen, you know, I had that dream again. Then he was like, let's start actually making sure that we do the wedding and everything. But then in 2010, I didn't dream it. It rather came as the reality when I got deja vu during, or I mean, after the funeral, when people were eating and all the cars and everything. That whole scene of the funeral and people and cars and our peers and inside the tent and the table set up, that whole scene, it was exactly what I was dreaming.
Thank you, Charles.
2009.
Thank you very much for sharing your story. And it's so unfortunate that that one turned out to be a tragic one. But I guess, yeah, sometimes what you do dream of then does come to fruition. Keep your calls coming, 086-000-0959. Zix Bandwini and Gasango, preceded by Post Malone and Doja Cat's I Like You. I do. It's Sky Drive. We're on the streets. We're on the air. We're everywhere. And we're about to wrap up the second hour of the show, still having a discussion about dreams. How much weight do you place on them? Do you believe in dreams? Especially when somebody else comes and they tell you about a dream that they had about you. Do you believe it or not?
It was last year when I planned my trip to Durban in December, and someone just came, a friend of mine came to me and said to me that they dreamed about me. I was like, okay, I wanted to know about the details of the dream. And she was like, no, I dreamt you were in a casket and we were burying you, and then all of a sudden you are up again. I'm like, oh, I don't have time for that. I am going to Durban. Whether you dreamt that I'll maybe pass on, if it's the will of God, then so be it. Then I went to Durban. I came back in full. So I really don't take people's dreams about me serious. I really don't. If it's the will of God, Shem, let it happen.
That's funny. I went to Durban in full.
Mina, my belief is to not believe that dreams are real is the equivalent of not believing that God is real. Of course, not all dreams, but a lot of our dreams mean something, are saying something. And like I say, if you don't believe that dreams, again, not all, but if you don't believe in dreams at all, then for me, it equals to you not believing that God is real. But there's a lot of messages that you can get from dreams. That's my two cents worth.
No, indeed.
I never remember amapopo. I'm like, I never really remember my dreams. But ekhaya, my little sister and utata are amapopists of note. I remember I was looking for a job last year. I wanted to leave my previous employer, and I hadn't told my dad. My dad was like, ufuna umsebenzi, in. I'm like, yeah. It's like, no, you're going to get 3 interviews, and you must go to all 3 of them, in. I'm like, hey, this guy. Okay, so I don't take him seriously. I apply for jobs, I apply. Then I get 3 different interviews, you know, and I go to all 3 different interviews, and I wasn't sure whether I'm going to get all 3 jobs. And I get a call from my varsity friend. She's like, how did you get a new job? I'm like, ukhuluma ngani? I don't know, man. Ngikhuphe use officeini, like ukoda and whatnot. I think 2 weeks later, I got a call and I got offered my current job. So I actually do take them seriously. I also consult with my dad. I pray about them. So I first pray about them. I consult my dad to check what you should see, you know.
And prayer, it helps, right? To contextualize everything, but it also just helps in general. For you to feel safe and taken care of, even if you may feel a bit worried.
I definitely believe in dreams. I actually found out I was pregnant through amapopo. So one time, there was just this 1 week where I was having the strangest dreams. One day, I was in clear blue water swimming. The next day, I dreamt of my mom handing me a newborn baby. The next day, I was dreaming of my dad handing me a newborn baby. And then when I took a test that week, it was positive. So yeah, I do believe in dreams.
Kodwa ke nawe ke wawazi ukuthi wenzeni.
That's besides the point.
This is not like Mary.
But the message was coming through to calm her and ease her into it.
Wawazi. Ukange wedwa ngeke. Hawu.